In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Mark, the 7th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the great cardiologist. He has heard the Pharisees talk of hand washing, talk of food and eating. And not for a minute does Jesus allow that what really threatens his disciples or the Pharisees or any men for that matter is the mouth or the stomach or the hands. The heart of the matter, he says, is that the heart is the problem. Jesus quotes from Isaiah to the Pharisees. He says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Then he calls the people closer, and he pleads with them to understand. There is nothing outside a person, he says, that by going into him can make him unclean. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And then, as is often the case in Mark's gospel, he explains all of this to his disciples in private. "Do you not see," he says, "that whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile him, since it enters not into the heart, but into the stomach, and then flows into the toilet?" Eating certain foods, hand washing or not, these are not the crucial questions, because Jesus says they do not enter the heart. The defect and defilement resides within, deep down inside, from within. Out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these things come from within, and they defile a person. As school has just begun, our attention turns to grades once again. And today, Jesus gives you, me, all of humanity, a grade. Our grade is a big, fat D. But unlike our school grades, the D that Jesus gives does not mean unsatisfactorily, though meeting certain minimum course requirements in order to move on. D means defiled. And defiled is not 1 point on a 4-point grading scale. No. Defiled is a pass or fail grade. It's all or nothing. And defiled is nothing. The passing grade is holy. The failing grade is defiled. And you get a D. I get a D. Defiled. For out of your heart and mine, from within, comes all sorts of evil. And that defiles us. Defiled. I am not fit to serve before the altar of my God as pastor. Defiled. You and I have no place in the company of the righteous, no place in the communion of saints. Defiled. I am not fit, you are not fit, to bear the name of him who dwells in unapproachable light. Defiled. You and I cannot walk on the holy highway to Zion. Defiled. You and I cannot enter into the coming kingdom, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. For the unclean, the defiled, will never enter it. We have no right to eat with God. No right to sit at his table. No right to enter his holy presence. We are sin, unclean, defiled. So you and I can read all kinds of books on how to have a pure thought and a life, and we can strive with all our might to replace my green envy and covetousness with pale blue contentment. And we can implement 7 key action steps to beating down our pride. We can make a covenant with our tongue to speak without deceit or slander. But all of these things are merely symptoms, the fruits of a bad heart. And we can attempt to change or modify them, and indeed, we should. But in the end, it's like trying to cure a heart attack by wiping the sweat from your forehead. It's like trying to cure a bad cold by trying not to cough. It's like trying to beat cancer just by wearing a wig. The real defect, the defilement, is within. The problem is my heart, your heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, Jesus says. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, Jesus says. But what about your heart? What about my heart? I can live without an eye. I can live without a hand. But my heart? My heart is my life. And even if I resolve to, I couldn't cut it out, not by myself. I have read and heard stories where hikers, for example, have had to cut off their own trapped foot or trapped hand in order to save their life. But no one has ever cut out his own heart. The problem lies deep within me, deep within you, beyond our power, beyond our reach. Not you or me. But only Jesus Christ can help us. Our deepest need is not some ethics coach, not a holiness cheerleader, not a spiritual health regimen or guru. We need a savior. We need a new doctor who will not just give us a transplant of someone else's evil heart, but a truly new heart from a new world. A heart which is holy and undefiled. Jesus' heart was. From Mary's womb, our Lord's undefiled heart beat for you and me. Without envy, without malice, without slander or foolishness or sensuality or wickedness. No evil thing came forth from his heart. What came forth from his heart for you and for me was empathy for this broken world, compassion for those who are lost and cast out, complete resolve to follow his Father's will in perfect obedience. The undefiled heart of Jesus, how it pounded for you during his flogging, how it ached for you at his crucifixion. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. How for you it grew still and cold. How it was quickened by the Spirit of God and raised up to new life by the Father. How it still beats now for you with the power of indestructible life. The Holy Jesus, holy in himself, was willing and is willing to come near to those who are unclean and defiled. A man in a synagogue with an unclean spirit, a defiled leper, a woman defiled for years with a flow of blood, Jairus' daughter, defiled by death, these and so many other great D men and women like you and me, Jesus loved, approached, touched, cleansed. Only He can cleanse and sanctify our evil heart. His holy and precious blood cleanses our hearts from all our sins. His word spoken to us, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, makes you clean. He has poured out His Holy Spirit into our hearts, making them His holy temple. Through Him, our defiled hearts have been sprinkled with pure water. The blood of Jesus, the word of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus, the water of Jesus. Only Jesus can take away our defilement. Blood, word, spirit, water. In and through these blessed gifts, Jesus works a great miracle. He takes our hard, unbelieving hearts of stone and He replaces them with hearts of flesh, pure, undefiled, creaturely flesh. In Jesus, God has counted and reckoned us holy. Our defiled hearts have been crucified, drowned, and buried. And yet, we still await and long for their destruction. Our sanctification has begun, but our final freedom from our old evil hearts awaits the last and great glorious day. Of this day, Luther writes in the Large Catechism, meanwhile, while sanctification has begun and is growing daily, we expect that our flesh will be destroyed and buried with all its uncleanness and will come forth gloriously and arise to entire and perfect holiness in a new eternal life. And Luther continues, for now, we are only half pure and holy, so that the Holy Ghost has always to continue His work in and through the Word and the daily dispensing of forgiveness until we attain to that life where there will be no more forgiveness, but only perfect, pure, and holy people, full of godliness and righteousness, removed and free from sin, death, and all evil, new, immortal, and glorified bodies. On that day, you and I shall have new hands and new mouths and new stomachs and a new heart. He who has begun this good work in us will finally and forever bring it to completion in the great and awesome day of our Lord when He returns in glory. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly and sanctify our hearts forever. Amen.